Hi guys, how y'all doing? Yes, welcome to Pop Sessions. I am Braids and I'm here with baby boy Rash, who is sipping some water. I am here with Bola on the radio.
Hello.
I'm here with the big man Yinka. I'm here with the lovely town and of course
hi
everyone.
Braids.
And yeah, you know who it is. Atiyamo Jerry.
Hello.
Who yes,
we are still hold trying... on, hold on. Your name is now Braids.
Oh no, my pop session name is Braids.
Oh wow. Yes. I didn't know that. Nice to meet you, Braids.
Nice to meet you, Braids.
Yes, and of course we have...
And please, guys, find me a constant name.
Not big. No, blue or angel or white angel.
We'll find it in one name.
James Bond. James Bond.
So Rash calls you James Bond.
You can't even accept.
Nancy calls you the money guard.
There's a picture that proves that he's James Bond.
Oh, there is a picture, is it? Okay. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so today's topic is something that has kind of, well, been trending online, you know, especially with the person who it's actually about. And the question is, well, today's topic is Malians, a movement. Now, my first question to everyone on the table is, to you, who is a Malian?
Well, I think the conventional definition of what a Malian or who a Malian is someone who's not afraid.
Okay. But so that's the convention. But to you, who is a Malian?
It's just a bunch of troublemakers who are endorsed by someone who's in an even colossal troublemaker.
Wow!
Without any belts.
No belt gang.
Okay, Ati, who is a Malian to you?
A bunch of controversial, rebellious people.
Wow.
I think confused, rebellious people.
Wow. So
a bunch of people that claim that Naira Marley is their president and always go around with no belts and, well, I don't know, just randomly rascal.
Okay, what about you, Bola? Who is a Malian to you?
I'm still trying to understand who a Malian is. Because I've seen interesting people proclaim themselves as Malians.
Wow.
I've seen the expected people who look like Naira Marley call themselves Malians, right?
Okay.
So that's understandable. But then I've seen people also who are quite respectable and are doing good with their lives proclaim themselves as Malians.
Yikes.
So right now, I'm a bit confused. I'm not sure what the underlying principles of being a Malian is. So at some point, I thought it was just a fad. everybody would say, hey, Malian, whatever. You know? So I'm here to learn.
Okay.
At the end of today, I hope I understand who a Malian is.
All right. What about you, Yinka? What do you think?
Okay. So I think... Malians are, you know, a group of very interesting people. I think they're awesome people also. They're people that believe in a very strong, you know, social and, you know, very deliberate, you know, cause also.
Okay.
And clearly these guys are renegades. They also are non-conformists.
They're all right.
Renegades. You know, that's what they are. And love the music of Naira Marley, and they believe Naira Marley, in almost every sense of it, you know, expresses deviance, expresses non-conforming disruption, some type of outlying effect to a sense, you know. So I'm sure you guys are expecting me to bash them.
No, I'm not expecting to bash them. I actually just want to know from your point of view.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Malians are people who love Naira Marley's music.
Okay.
And by extension, there are people who are very deviant, who are non-conforming, who are calling renegades, you know,
okay.
Not in a negative sense, but, you know, I think those, and that's why the older people, like Bola said, you know, there are people who could connect to the younger self in them and see that this guy is not conforming when everybody wants him to conform.
Okay. So the thing is, I went online to look up what a Malian is, you know, and on Google, right, it says a Malian is a Malian is a person who has no fear and a person who is also nonconformist, as you said. But it also says a person without manners. That's what a Malian is.
On Google?
Yeah, on Google. Yeah. It actually says so.
Has he made it to the dictionary?
Urban Dictionary, yes.
Nice.
Urban Dictionary, Malian is a person who has no fear but also has no manners. Those are two major in bold definitions of what a Malian is, which is very funny because when we see Naira Marley, everyone is used to the idea of, you know, no belts, no manners, go where I want to go, do what I want to do, not be bothered kind of thing, you know? And it's become a sort of, how do I put it, unexplained lifestyle to a lot of young people nowadays, because now everyone is more Malians, you know? Now someone does something and they'll say, oh, Malians don't do this, Malians don't do that, you know? So they use that as an excuse to kind of do certain things that they shouldn't do, and it's been... it's been really crazy this past like year and a half now since he started. Go on.
All right. So can I say something?
Sure.
All right. So I think being a Malian is like a spectrum. So you can decide what kind of Malian you want to be. Now, there are crazy Malians. Like the ones that don't even understand what the cause is about. Like the ones that you find at the concert, they're probably breaking bottles. Ah. This your guy
Malians.
Is and then they are corporate finessed Malians, the ones you see on your TV. Do you understand?
Oh, okay, so give the you posh the, Malians.
Do you understand? We respect ourselves. And then,
so you're a Malian? Is that what you're saying?
I've not said that.
Well, you said we respect ourselves.
It's a process. Don't worry.
Okay.
How this entire conversation plays out is when I know if I'm
well,
a Malian.
Okay.
But then I think it's a big niche, and you can decide to be what kind of Malian you want to be.
Okay.
So it's not exactly how we put it. So backtracking to what we said about them being like mannerless and all of that, that's the conventional, you know, definition.
Ideology of what they are.
But I feel like we can cultivate and we can also like, you know, change the narrative.
Okay.
Not necessarily that all Malians are like, you know, miscreants. Just saying it, just in case I agree with
them. Are you scared of them? Are you scared to listen to this podcast then come mess you up?
But they are.
I do feel like the whole Malian thing does have a sort of, forgive me for saying, a sort of cult influence on itself, you know, on people. Everyone is more like, oh, Malians do this, Malians. And they literally follow it to the last T. And it becomes a problem in certain areas. I mean, I had a friend of mine who stopped wearing his belts for a while, and I asked him why. He's like, Malians don't wear belts. I'm like, excuse me, what? And he would actually go to work without a belt, and I'm like, bro, if they fire you for sagging, it's not my I'd have nothing to do with this. I mean, we have there's a reason why there are belt holes on your trousers and why your trousers are a little too big. Bro, you kind of need to put it together. But either way, let's move past that. I have a question, and this is mostly to, and I'm taking this to Ati actually, because I want Ati to go first about this. Is Naira Marley your president?
Oh, Ati is a Malian, right?
Ati is not Malian, but Ati has
Okay, so first, I'm not a Malian, and brings us back to the definition of what you said about being mannerless. So mannerless can be defined in different ways, but looking at the lifestyle of a lot of Malians, it's like mannerless even to older people.
Mm-hmm.
And even Naira Marley himself is not mannerless to older people. So why are you like, so I think that's where the whole Malian thing just went off for me. So Naira Marley is not my president. I mean, I listen to some of his music. I like some of his music. His Bedu is crazy. But he's not my president because we have like different types of people saying we are Malians and Malians. And, you know, and if you're saying you're a Malian, it has different variations. We have people that they are saying I'm Malians and I don't have to work. I just have to drink, smoke and have sex and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's another sect of people, lazy part of Malian. So he's not my president. I'm not a Malian because of a certain definition that is in the
disclaimer 101.
Just give it to them straight up.
But I feel like, honestly, this Malian thing is not so far-fetched. It's already a behavior that's inherent in young people. Everybody is like reckless. So not everybody. So I mean, it's just like we're all young. Sometimes we like to be like rebels and renegades. So we found someone who was able to embrace it and to make it like a rule of law.
Well,
I mean, that's someone embraced it.
You guys ad libbing too.
This is what I am. And then the people who are invested in that cause, I'm like, okay, so now if society is accepting it, can we all just like fall into place? So everybody just started saying, okay, let's line up at the back of Naira Marley then.
And
then when push comes to shove, you know, when they arrest everybody, jackpot, it's not so hard.
But I actually like the fact that they are controversial people. They are known for very unpopular opinions. So.
Okay, so at least bring up very different things.
They are rebellious. And I think instead of a lot of people saying we are not wearing belts, looking at the old, you know, societal thing, there's a better way Malians can be channeled to do better things for youths.
I believe
okay.
that.
Like, of course, I like to be rebellious. I don't like the way my parents would say, don't wear this, don't do this. I think the Malian culture has allowed a lot of
Daddy
people to be expressive.
Daddy,
this,
sorry. Oh.
Please, sorry. She looks stunning.
Like, it gives youths an opportunity to be expressive. So I True think that. That's why a lot of people are really extreme with this, like fanatical with it. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have that avenue where we can be expressive. So a lot of youths are like, oh, I'm a Malian, I'm expressive. Like, get out of the way.
I mean,
to start with, I think one thing I noticed over time when it started becoming an actual trend was that when I enter a random keke, so every keke in Lagos, at least most kekes, usually have a sticker with Naira Marley. If I enter 8 kekes, I'll probably see Igbolabi in 8 out of 7, that kind of thing. And it's always very hilarious when I see that, okay, most of these truck drivers, Yokada drivers, they're like Naira Marley stands. And I remember when the Malian Fest was going to happen in 2019, during December, it was such a ruckus on Twitter. Everybody was like, if you're going for the Malian Fest, you better tie your phone to your back belt. Tie your mother to yourself before entering. And it was actually the wildest thing ever. People got injured. People lost their phones. People lost their money and
their
everything
wigs,
in between.
Like...
So if we're saying there are two sects of the Malian trend, because I know Toke Makinwa is a Malian, and unquote. Because I remember during her birthday, she had Naira Marley come and she was like, oh my God.
RMB too said he's a Malian.
Exactly.
Wow, RMB is a Malian.
Yes, yes.
So exactly. Wow. So I feel everybody has a definition of what Malian or what a Malian represents to them. But I feel like most young people are very, I don't know, naive when it comes to like jumping on trends. Because I remember the song Soapy came out when I was in NYC camp. And everybody in NYC camp was singing. I was like, what does Soapy mean?
Even girls.
Then I now saw the video and I was like,
no.
And
the moment I saw it, I just said,
It did win the Sound City Next Rated
Best
Picture video, something like that. I was like,
which was surprising, you know. But seeing the video for the first time and hearing the song, I was just like, seeing the dance as well, I was just like,
you
will not catch me doing that anywhere.
And you see people like outside at parties dancing.
Like, and you're like, why are you like, because that dance doesn't even
it's
look
like a
right.
little bit of everything for everyone. So anybody can easily be a Malian. You can be a calm Malian. Do you understand? I mean, so, or you can be the all loud Malian.
There's something interesting that Tone touched on, where she talked about a lot of young people jump on these things without understanding. Mm-hmm. And I see an opportunity there, which I think Naira Marley himself is letting go of. I think the way the entire Malian thing has come up, it's like a movement, and it's strong. And why he's not exploiting that voice and that influence to actually impact is what I don't understand. So I'm going to give a couple of examples. So imagine, okay, now we've identified that a lot of people don't know what being a Malian means. People just give it their own definition, and they just use it however they see fit.
Yeah.
Why not actually put a definition to what a Malian is from the president himself, and actually use it to... There's so many injustices that Nigerian youth experience day to day. Now, he has that voice. He has the listening ear. He has the audience. What is he doing with it? I feel he's just letting it waste away. I'm not even sure if he has the... Or maybe he just doesn't have the right people around him to help him exploit that influence. Because if he wields it properly, he can actually make himself become a living legend. Mm-hmm. Someone
who
speaks and...
People listen.
Like, the next set of elections... The people running can be afraid because the Malians are not with them, you know? So I don't think he's letting the crowd remain unruly and be seen as miscreants when he could actually move them towards a goal. It's just like America saying, Martin Luther King saying, I have a dream. And it has now become a national anthem. This is the type of movement I see this can become. come if he exploits it properly.
Yeah.
He's not doing that.
Well, I remember something. You know when Naira Marley was arrested? After the Amaya Yahoo boy thingy, it was a massive thing. And you see youth all over Nigeria
carrying placards.
Free our president. Free They went to the EFCC office with placards and they were like,
you know, at that point, in Twitter, they were like, every time someone tweeted anything, all the Malians who tweeted anything, underneath it, hashtag Amaya Yahoo boy. And you're just like,
Can I contribute something?
Before we move on, Inka speaks. I think, looking back at what Bola said, I think Naira Marley himself didn't know that this Malian thing was going to be that big. So it's like the whole movement started and he was like, come on, I don't be president. I don't know. So I think he's just waking up from that. I am a president.
How long does it take to wake up? He's been a president for quite a while, and he's owned up to being a president.
Exactly.
The last one that happened, he's saying, myself and Malians will not be moving. Exactly. The whole situation with
he knows what he has, the power he has.
What makes him so strong is that he actually truly connects to the truth of most Nigerians, especially with us being, what's the word now? We're constantly being abused by the people in power, right? I mean, look at the simple Amaya Yahoo boy song. That's the story of every young Nigerian guy that looks good. You look good, you assume to be a Yahoo boy. As in, you're driving a nice car, you have a laptop, you're a Yahoo boy. Yeah. So he connects to the essence of most people, and that's why his songs have caught fire. But he needs to use it right. Inka, you want to say?
Yeah, so I was just thinking that we need to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
And let's look at it from a different angle. You guys need to stop putting pressure on him.
Okay.
There's a way that we put unnecessary pressure on successful people or people that we see that have a voice because we see it as a tool. And you indirectly now end up seeing them as a tool, but they have their own lives just like yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody deserves to be pressured in that way, to be a role model or to be any of those things, you know. So whatever made Naira Marley what he is right now, I kind of feel like Naira Marley is, I mean, I say this in context. He's some sort of Tupac, right? Say Tupac was conscious and everything. You think Naira Marley isn't conscious? Go back and listen to his music.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to that guy. That guy is not an idiot.
That's true.
At all, right? Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, look at the concept of Sopi and everything. Look at where that came from. I mean, the guys in the prison who didn't have partners and, you know, they ended up taking the matters to their hands.
Literally.
So the thing is, you might be looking at him like, oh, he needs to use it for something. You need to use it for the other thing. You know, I think we need to give him a break. We need to give the guy, I don't know how old the guy is. Yeah, maybe with he's 26. Okay, fine. How many of us are 26 are making the most of our lives in the way that he is making the most of his life right now?
True,
and suddenly we want him to be the trailblazer. Suddenly we want him to be the corrector of humanity. You want him to be the leader of the nation, or leader of the country. you know, but he hasn't chosen to be a leader. But you see, the thing about it is that another point I want to make is being a renegade and being a rebel is something that he was able to achieve naturally and also organically. Now, okay, he may never come out to lead any pack, right? Okay. He's going to keep wielding that power. Listen, if Naira Marley says nonsense, those same Malians are going to go after him.
That is true.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
You know, so being a rebel and whatever, I think he lives the life that he sings about also. He's original to whatever it is he's talking about. Going back to when you said being a Malian is being mannerless or something. I know someone who lives in the same estate where he lives, right? Who also now knows someone who lives next to him.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, this is not confirmed. I mean, that's the gist I hear. The entire street where he lives is a chaos. because his boys come in and park in front of people's gates and don't ask if you're going out or not going out. And probably they go inside, lock up their cars, and maybe, and you want to go out, the neighbors can't go out. So they're pretty much a problem to the neighborhood. In fact, I tell you this one that's going to really mess up your mind if you're very graphic. So I hear that the guys come up at the balcony and spit into the second compound. So yeah, like I mean that's what I was told. Like, I mean, that's deep. So to the so do not try to compare him with Martin Luther King or something. But I mean, even if you go back, even let's go to Fela. Fela was also very, very uncultured.
In a sense,
there was a very deep sense of because see, you do not change the world by being normal. You don't change the world. You don't disrupt by thinking the way everybody thinks. Who remembers this story? I don't know if you guys ever heard about that story about Fela, where he bought a Mercedes-Benz 230 estate and cut it up and put firewood inside. He also showed the rich guys that he can buy it and he can put something else inside. You know, now these people do go the length, you know. So I don't know. The Naira Marley we're seeing now is evolving,
okay,
and that's a fact. And is evolving as in terms of his fans and in terms of followership. We don't know about how he's evolving as a person, but I think you need to give him cut him a slack. Don't ask him to lead anything. I mean, the guy said to the guys in the plane, he said, "You guys came to get my autograph, or you wanted to take a picture with me. You told me you are Malians. Now we come down, we say we're useless people." You know, so you're kind of this is not an organized cult. It is a cult. In closing, this is not an organized cult. It is a following of like-mindedness, which everybody finds themselves in.
Okay,
that is it. In terms of the way young people dress, in terms of the way there is a rebellion. I used to keep my hair like yours. I used to do like ponytail and everything. I used to have like a lot of hair. And the thing is, the more people, I mean, I was like 20, what, you know, the more people went against me for doing it, the more I did it. The day it looked like nobody cared, I went to cut it.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
In secondary school, they ask you to talk in your shirt. I never talk in my shirt. The moment they stopped me talking in my shirt, when I got to SS3, I talked in from beginning to the end. Nobody had to tell me, well ironed, well everything. So do not put Naira Marley under pressure that you will not put yourselves. I think I'm a non-conformist. I like to be one. I like to look at myself as one. I think I could be a rebel sometimes. I think I could be deviant, right? But I don't think I'm mannerless.
So you see that thing, that part about being defiant is something that I feel like is well noticed with a lot of Malian fans, you know? That defiance is part of being a Malian, which I'm not so sure of, because who remembers? I don't know if anyone remembers at the time when they were saying the list of things that makes you a Malian. Malians don't graduate. Malians don't go to school. Malians don't do.
No, I can remember. Naira Marley came out and said something to that effect. He said, "I have a degree."
He has a degree. He has a degree in business.
So, but then backtracking to what Yinka said, I think not to counter or anything, but I actually feel like
feel free to counter.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I will counter that. I think he needs to step up, like Bola said, and own, you know, whatever it got, because I mean, he's intentionally tweeting things like Malian come forward, the others go back. It means that you understand the cause, and so own it. Become the president when there's times where people.
He was talking about degrees and things like that. I remember there was a statement made by a certain policewoman, and he was like, "Malians, you don't if you have a degree, A degree is less than having big butts or something like that. Big bum is better
than
having.
Yeah, I think that was Naira Marley.
I was just like, how does that make any sense? And Naira Marley has taken to Twitter to tweet several things every single day. And you see people come and be like, wow, very deep.
Don't forget the fact that it's conflicting as well. Very conflicting.
Full stop, and everybody will be like, wow.
Brilliant. Yes, brilliant. Wow. Oh my God, this is a beautiful full stop. It's a beautiful period.
And I think certain times, what he usually does, so certain people are led that he goes and copies very deep tweets and posts it, and people are like, wow, Naira Marley, wow, very, very deep. And it's like, okay.
So the thing is, if you type it on Twitter and you type hashtag Marlins, you see the weirdest things that actually come up. I mean, for example, I have one here that says Twitter NG. If you like, drag Naira Marley like Tiger Generator, or you should drag him like Rosary. Kokoaye, Baba drop something. We should listen to Guys Don't They Don't. I'm like, the ways in which people just drop random things and they just put Marlins. It's like as if I'm confused. Wait, is there an exact direction you're going to, or you're just going at random?
So I think that's what I said earlier, that these are things that are inherent in us. A lot of us do not have the balls to come out
and
own up to whatever it is we believe or whatever it is we think we want to do.
Okay.
And it's just like a riot effect. Right, people are protesting for Black Lives Matter and people are burning people's shops.
That's true.
While you feel it doesn't make sense, no, it's an outpour of anger. That's what it is. You can't blame people for being angry or expressing it in the way that they find. It doesn't mean it's right. You know? So I still stay on the fact that Naira Marley appealed to people because he's original, he's organic, and he's himself. And a lot of people could connect with that. Like, every day your parents told you wear a belt and he said, you know what, I'm not wearing a belt. Why? Just because I don't want to wear a belt.
That is very
How many
true.
Things can you do? I could ask you guys that question. What would you do now? Maybe not something that would hurt you. What would you do just because you don't want to do it?
I mean, well, I know that in high school, I hated cutting my hair, but it was a part of the rules, school rules, to cut hair. I mean, it almost got me suspended like, what, 2-3 times? Because of just hair.
Braids.
No, it wasn't even braids. It was just like, I just had an afro. I just never wanted to cut the hair. The school had a policy of keep your hair like a buzz cut, or, you know, really low. And I was against it. It continued going that way for years. I had to get my parents involved in it. And if it was like a present day thing now, someone would say, he's been a Malian. But in all honesty, it wasn't a case of being a Malian. It's just, there are certain rights, people. There are certain things you stand for, certain things you want to showcase, and certain rules don't allow you. So yeah, I do understand the reason that people want to identify as Malians when it comes to being defiant with certain rules, but I feel like rather than calling it Malians and then putting yourself under this umbrella that doesn't really have a direction, why not just state the fact that, look, I am this, I am independent of this particular statement or this particular umbrella, I am defiant based off this or that or that.
It's called a movement.
Yeah, it's called a revolution.
Yeah, it's a revolution. It's a movement.
So we've decided not to call ourselves Defiants anymore. We want to be
something
else.
Yeah, we say we're Malians.
We want to be cool. Do you get? So Malians is cool. What it is now. So you're either a Malian or you're
to
not.
Go back to, some, to, Malian. Go back, to go back to, Definitely a, to, not. Go back to yes, a conversation is. We had last week. We did talk about how jumping on bandwagons can be very, and I repeat, very expensive and sometimes very detrimental to a person.
Yeah, true.
Now, I feel like this might be something like that.
Okay,
as well.
So what I know about this is, if you're genuinely not a Malian, but you enjoy the, you know, songs of Naira Marley, you can just enjoy the songs and guess it when you need to.
But I mean, like, I know if you don't like the songs of him. Yeah, I know you don't like his songs.
I mean, I don't like his songs like that. But then, if you understand what the cause and the movement is, by all means, invest in it. Simple. Like, it's not so. Invest in it. Like, buy the shirts, remove your belts. When police stop, you slap them.
Whatever I did, Ben.
Everything. No.
I think I find this, the music a bit shocking sometimes.
Shocking is the word. Shocking is actually the word.
Every time music drops, you're just like, what is Naira Marley going to do today?
I know your frustration. I know your, you know, but perhaps you could, like, present it in another way.
And the funny thing is, his music is played at children's parties. Yeah. And children don't know what anything means.
But
so
they're
dancing. They're just like,
but then you see them dancing.
Children are soapy now.
Like,
do you understand?
Like,
see, it's a sequence of things that don't make sense, but then when you look at it collectively, it then makes sense, but then it still doesn't make sense. How do you expect me to dance that at work? Like, that's not it. It's just, please.
I mean. Okay, what's all this dance move in Ghana?
There was one
ridiculous evil dance.
That's Bala.
That's Bala.
There's another one before then.
No, there's Bala. One corner.
This dance actually killed a friend of mine.
Wow.
Yes. Because he was my friend's best friend, and he wanted to dance one corner. I went to hold a block that was not stable.
Like, oh my goodness!
And it fell on him, and because he was Jehovah's Witness, he was not able to they were not able to resuscitate him because they don't do blood transfusion.
Oh wow!
So he was killed twice. Sorry.
Twice. Oh god!
I'm laughing about this.
Wow, but so.
I mean, you guys can get over that, right?
Killed twice. So, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh about the death of your friend's friend. But still, I'm sorry. I do remember when One Corner came out, and everyone around me would just, once you hear the song, they would literally just go to One Corner. I'm just like, no, I'm not doing this with you people. I don't even feel comfortable doing this.
Are you perhaps being stiff?
No, it's not even being stiff. It's just there's certain things that naturally you will you just don't seem to understand. Why, a song comes on.
Sorry, does it look like something you do in your closet?
One Corner looks like it's something you do in your bedroom with your wife or your girlfriend. You don't do this outside.
Well, you do it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, come on, yes. Hey,
with your partner, why not?
Let's not be hypocrites,
right? Let's not be a hypocrite. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I won't, but still.
Let me tell you, I feel like all these things are just being... See, these are things that are obscene that people have said that, you know what, you guys don't want to talk about it, but we're going to
talk about it. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, fine. Before One Corner was Tonga. And Tonga was not exactly innocent either. I mean, Tonga was pretending to grab a girl's waist and pull up and like dagger at her. That was Tonga. So yeah, dances have been a little, but the music behind them have just been very funny. But I'm going to go to the next thing, which is, what are your thoughts on the influence of music on youth culture, specifically in Nigeria?
Very, very
His music, or not his,
just
general.
Music, like, in
music
general.
In Nigeria. We had this conversation before, and how music can
influence a thousand different things.
And we've seen it several times. We've seen, Malian or Naira Mali's music go so far that, people even dance it in church. Like, they do the steps in church.
Yeah.
There's nothing churchier than that. Does it matter what vessel the Lord
uses?
Wow.
She gave it straight.
Music in general has gone a long way influencing the ways that we, perceive ourselves. Take for instance, I'm looking at another artist. Okay, there was this song, Take Banana. I told you about Take Banana to you. And then it was just like, how do you...
Did you say Dr. Prince?
Yeah,
the prince.
So I actually counted how many times he said that, and he said it 17 times.
Excuse me, hold on. I have a question.
Okay.
Why do we have problems with people either talking or singing sex? But we all engage in it anyway.
It's society that has made it like that.
That's a topic for another day.
We were going to elaborate, but thank you.
No, so the thing is, a lot of musicians nowadays actually talk about sex from start to finish. Niniola does.
You say it's a topic for another day.
I know, so...
Do you get?
Moving on.
No, but...
I do not ask the question.
Retract.
Laji will not sleep if he doesn't...
But one thing I want to know, though, is can you actually attribute the way, how music culture has affected youth, can you attribute it to the decline in moral structure in terms of young people nowadays?
It's always been the way it is.
Yeah, honestly.
If you go back to Shino Peters, look at his music. She know. I brought you. She know. At that time, I remember in Punch newspaper on Sundays, they put lyrics of music.
Oh.
And they put Shino Peters lyrics. She know. I think he said Shino in that album. about 200 and something times.
Jesus, that's Christ. A narcissistic.
Now, that's on one side. Now, look at even much older songs. People like KSA and Sonia and Obey and the rest. They said very nasty things. He said, okay, let me try and remember one.
Victor Wifo.
No. There was
a song. Yeah. Actually, no, this one. What's the song, man? What's the song? Ross, my dad and Flavor redid it.
There was one that says, Timba Wale Toba Pade Elori Bedi Timba Bisiki Niko Kiniko. More like, if I, you know, Tale Niyayato.
I mean, there was this song from way back my grandmother played for me.
But that's not, there's nothing bad in that.
Yeah.
See, this one I said, it says, Taleo ni ayato, Idajio ni sheko. It means, I mean, what does that mean? What else has Naramali said that these guys haven't said?
I think it's just the time difference.
I mean, we're going to do it tonight, and we're going to do it like in a much more crazier way by first thing in the morning. What else? God. If Naramali said that, you say he's not a serious person.
I think it's just the time and how these people that sang the songs behaved. So I think now our own parents or the older generation are just shocked.
But you know this shock thing. I think it's never going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. While they were younger, their parents were also shocked.
So
our grandparents also shocked their own parents.
Yeah, I think it's just
and
a bunch of
our shocked children. Somebody. Our children.
They're already shocked. I feel like it's now
it's
a contest of what generation can shock.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a cycle, and I think it's usually it comes from a lack of complete understanding of what a generation is experiencing or the change in time. Because you hear, during our own time, as in that has been the it's a constant.
Y'all didn't have Instagram, you would have been DMing each other.
You know? So it's just the same thing. I think it's the fear of what is coming. Or you know, like I mean, our kids, they're still really young, 10, 7, and they do some things. In fact, you need to hear when they answer some questions, like it's short of them saying duh, like
wow.
Don't you get it? And like wow. And I still consider myself like a mom that understands. But then, forget it. I don't understand. I don't understand anything. So imagine what they'll be doing when they're in their teens. Mm-hmm. And they are normal. And they're actually still making right decisions comparatively. So maybe generations just need to trust the next generation. Mm-hmm. We need to know that humanity will continue to preserve itself one way or the other.
You don't need to trust them. You grow old and die.
Wow.
You don't need to trust them. You don't need to trust them because, I mean, you're going to grow old and move on.
Mm.
You know, so, I mean, let's look at some of, I think we should do more of embracing
mm-hmm.
some of these things as sort of the reality
mm-hmm.
instead of condemning. Yeah, if you misbehave, see, if you're mannerless, right, the law is there
mm-hmm.
to take care of you.
Wow, you wouldn't even go anywhere.
By strokes,
whether you're mannerless in your house, in this, the law is there. If you're a criminal, the law is there to take care of you. It's what it is. If you put other people in harm's way,
mm-hmm. the law is there.
The law is there to take care of you, and that has always been. Even before Naramali, and it will be there even after Naramali.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but these expressions that we see are things that are a bit strange to us. That's what we're saying. This type of rebellion is what we think is still strange. But you see, in the midst of that rebellion also births, you know, a new culture.
Okay.
Which we need to get. I mean, let's give an example of how our music has evolved. Back in the day, they had to sing the music. They had to say it. I want to go home with you tonight. You know, but we still say, baby, I want Maya. I want to Maya you.
You understand. You
know, but what is Maya? But we all know.
Even if
Whiskey comes tomorrow again and say, baby, I want to. We know what you are saying.
In context.
And then we now try to act like incognito. Then we invite the person and what did that song really mean? When you know.
You know, as in you that you are sitting
with
me. Yeah, they were still there. The other day, that was me of Joro. And the guy said it doesn't mean anything. The guy said Joro means like my friend. You know, but you see, languaging is evolving by culture. And by the way, by gestures, non-verbal cues. You know, so many things is evolving, and it's high time we begin to appreciate it and understand it. And that's what I try to do, I mean, here sometimes. Like, okay, allow people to be themselves. Although the point is that when you let them be themselves too much, people lose control.
Yeah.
Okay, but the point is that you really never find the true strengths of people if you don't let them
be themselves.
Now, what it means to be a creative, really, you're unbridled. Being a creative, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous path. Being a creative, to be unbridled, it is very dangerous. It can lead to a very dark place, yet it can lead to a very awesome, creative, and productive space. You know, but it is you being able to let your mind wander to the place where the other person will not let their minds wander to. If you doubt this, talk to someone that works in a bank. There's always worked in a bank or worked in a ministry or something. They don't get it. There's some things we do in entertainment that in entertainment, we're used to seeing cleavages. It's nothing. We see it every day.
That's true.
But imagine a girl with some type of cleavage that we would have normally gotten used to, or maybe the Free the Nips thing, walks into a bank, everywhere we go mad. Everywhere, everything will go crazy, literally. You know? So if we look at that point, and if we look at that, we'll see how the evolution has been happening. I'm not saying go around naked. Sorry, please. Please carry on.
Okay, so I get where you're coming from with the whole idea that, yeah, fine, there's certain things that, you know, in entertainment we're used to, but in terms of, you know, other sectors, they can't do. I mean, I do have a friend of mine who works in a bank, and there's some things I've asked them about. One of them he told me about that was funny. He told me that guy, he came to my house and was like, guy, the fact that he can keep your hair.
You know how mannerless you look. And you come here, we celebrate you. We feel, oh, you're cool.
That's what I'm saying. So the fact he's like, hey, the fact he can do pretty much.
Or like when Rashne looks like a homeless person sometimes. Like, come on.
Yo.
I saw it coming.
But that's a vibe. It's a way. You know, true. It's a way he looks. Like, true. He wears clothes for four people, you know.
Jigger. Rad.
It's Rash's day.
Jigger. No.
It's just a fact. I mean, so it's not
like... Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that, you know, I get that certain areas allow certain, you know, certain parts allow certain things. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of things have actually gone AWOL nowadays. And the fact that a lot of things have gone AWOL, a lot of parents are looking for who to blame. And most times, parents tend to blame, you know, not just Naira Mali. I mean, yeah, he's one of the people you're playing.
Naira Mali needs to be caged. I was like, what?
Wow, is he an animal?
No, but really, Naira Mali, something needs to really happen to Naira. Something that's very, aside from the EFCC arrest and all of that, like, I mean, we do need to see him take responsibility for some of these things.
I mean, what? Mm-hmm.
Not caged.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say.
Not caged, of course, not caged.
I think Naira Mali should take responsibility for his own actions, but every other person's child and their parents should take responsibility
for themselves. Stop blaming pop culture. I don't watch this station. They're always jiggets. There's always someone to blame with parents. So they, like Minka said, we need to start embracing the fact that we're going to move mad, and in variations too. Some that you listen to or watch and you'll be like, wow.
Wow.
That sort of thing. Okay.
Alright, so I have a question actually, and I actually want Minka and Bola to answer this first. My question is, do you have to be controversial to blow in Nigeria?
You have to be controversial to blow in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Naira Mali left the chat.
It's okay, Mike, and I entered.
I'm not even sure how to answer this, because answering this will mean I know exactly what you need to blow. Because people have tried to go controversial and it still didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Right? Yeah.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle, mm-hmm. Right? You have to have been ordained a star yourself. Otherwise, whatever, anything else you do would be nothing.
Wow.
So, I mean, well, you have to stand out, right?
Yeah.
Something has to stand you out. Maybe not necessarily controversy, but something has to stand you out from the crowd.
Okay.
So I would say, I don't know how to answer
that.
Right, what about you, Yinka?
I think we need to understand the context in which we're placing some of these conversations, especially when you say blow. and when you say the word controversial,
okay,
you need to also understand that some of the people that are listening to this podcast are not from our industry, mm-hmm. right? And once you get out of the entertainment industry and the media industry, it's a completely different ballgame. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, saying that if you're going to be the biggest spare parts seller in Ladikpo, you don't need to blow on Instagram, perhaps.
Okay.
And you don't need controversy.
Okay, that's true, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So, yeah. It's not every consumer that needs to
be controversial.
Be controversial or to blow in the sense. So, we have to understand the sense of blow that you're talking about.
Okay.
So, that's something that I feel, if we can track back a bit, and try and explain what blow means.
Okay. You know? So when I say blow, what I mean is, you know, become popular or famous.
Are you speaking specifically to entertainers?
No, specifically within entertainment. Within the entertainment industry. Do you have to be controversial to become more popular or famous? Rather than having to just, you know, flow with what everybody else is doing.
I think what works with entertainment is authenticity.
Okay.
That is what works. And I think Bola mentioned something about that. I mean, I've seen quite a couple of artists over the years, and you can tell the people that they trailblaze, they're pace setters in different things. I do not think Nairamari just woke up and say, I want to be controversial to blow. Mm. I think he's a wayward guy by himself. By himself.
Okay.
I mean, look at when D'Banj and Don Jazzy were doing their stuff, also where they were top on the, you know, it's the same thing, you know. So I think authenticity is what, and when you bring something that other people don't have, I don't know if you know, when you listen to upcoming artists, there's a way they sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's a wannabe way they sound.
Yep.
I mean, I give you an example of reason why I think Tiwa Savage, personally, is, I think, perhaps one of the greatest female musicians that's ever been in Nigeria, because she doesn't sound like the girls in that sense. She sounds like a musician. I'm not saying you have to sound like the boys, but you know, if you know back then in maybe like early 2000s and the rest, there's a way female Nigerian artists sound. There's the kind of music they sing.
Yeah.
It's always say a music of revolt,
oh, wow.
Or wanting, you want to carry me, and
you want to leave me.
You want to leave me, I don't go let you. You know?
Have you done this career before?
I mean, look at Tiwa Savage. It's not just about her voice. I mean, in front of the screen, anywhere, or in front of the mic or something, and people are going to be consuming you. You need to just be yourself. Bring something different, you know.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay. What about Ati? Any thoughts on this?
No.
You pass. Okay. So,
I think to a large extent, many people that are particularly very controversial usually are always on this certain media outlet that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of have a certain level of traction, but I've also seen it in a different angle. I've seen people that are particularly very exclusive. There's Beyonce. Beyonce doesn't need to shout that, oh my God, I have an album, but it's going to shut down the entire place. Everywhere is going to be shut down.
You know,
so I think over time, people that have learned to perfect their craft and bring a certain level of excellence every time they perform or put out content always would find a way to, I don't know, the center stage. But there are also people that thrive off controversy. There are people that will try to sell power banks and come out and start saying, this.
I cut the sub on her behalf.
Wow!
Wait, whose sub is that?
Who's? Okay, Tatcha.
But yeah, I feel like there are always
you
things
went
like
there
that.
Too.
But like really, there are also people that will try to sell Silky Cola and say Abuja Girl.
And they will sell it well.
And they will sell it out. So I mean, I feel like whatever like era you choose, just do really well and
honestly,
be the best at it, essentially.
I think another thing you should look at with entertainers and blowing is this, which is something that we need to think about so that we understand how this thing works, really. We need to respect ourselves. Some people carry a grace. Some people carry what people call anointing. Some people carry just some type of unction that puts them in that space. And you can't explain it. And that's why even for record labels, they try to put out as many artists, they try to see what they did to the last person that worked, and they try to do that to you, and they try to, you know, and see if it works. But you see, you never can tell what's going to work.
Mm.
It's just that you can't tell if a video is going to go viral.
That is true.
You cannot tell. You make it after it goes viral. And you see, That is the basic definition of the creative industry. Now there could be AI and all of that is guessing a couple of things, numbers and so on, which is great. But you see, there is still going to be that one guy. I mean, back in maybe like in the UK, they used to make bands. People like Best Life, all of those guys, Wild, whatever. They're concocted bands, if you get what I mean. They're business brands. It's not like some of those guys know themselves. You know, they put them together and they make them rehearse, make them look like the UK, London block or whatever it is.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
All the, and make nice music and
take all the them One Direction.
Yeah, yeah. It's a music, it's a business, you know. Yeah, you could have the machinery and the, I mean, a lot of people have accused Beyonce of being that way, of being calculated, of being like a machine situation, not like she's, I mean, some people say, Rihanna comes to you like
organically.
You know, something about Rihanna that people just love.
You
know, but Beyonce is my Madame Perfect and don't never do wrong, you know, and all of that, you know, that kind of thing. So,
like, Beyonce is still idolized though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's Beyonce never really said that she's perfect. But
yeah, I get, but you know, because it's seen that way that there's so much of machinery going on around her. I mean, take the people at home too. We mentioned this the last time. Take the Davidos and the WizKids. Last time I said, those guys don't look like stars. But they're stars.
We have to accept it.
But they're stars. And you see, it's not about accepting it. These guys are rewriting what it means to be a star. It's not about you accepting it and go back to the last one. No. They are rewriting what it means to be a star moving forward. There used to be a time when it was about six packs and muscle and husky voice.
So have you met any?
Flavor says hi.
Yeah. Flavor says hi. I mean, but now, that's not what it is. You know, and you see, let 2020 end and see the new stars. We didn't know Joe Boys were coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rema.
We didn't know Rema was coming. Rema.
They show up every year.
Yeah, so by the end of this year, you see, there'll be a revelation. There'll be another revelation.
We're already starting to have now. And all them
You see, but I'm talking about the ones that will just go all the way and make it look
all
like WizKid. Okay, WizKid and Davido made it look like the band Two Face, P Square Words never did shit. Now, some other guys are going to come and they're just going to make Davido look like, what? Why are we singing to you? You know, and there will be some artists who will never go. Evergreen. Mm-hmm. They just keep, I mean, look at Akis Daniel. I don't think Akis Daniel is ever going to become a household completely takeover name, but Akis Daniel is going to be there for God knows when, because he sings well. He knows what he knows
how.
Adekunle goes. You get, look at Tubaba, for instance. Tubaba has had his highs and lows, and the guy is making a hit.
You can't like mention anyone without mentioning like Two Face.
Exactly. You know? So imagine those are the guys that are probably going to keep singing till Tubaba is probably about 50 or something now. Wow. You know, and I don't know how old he is.
Someone says he's 50 chronologically, but in the game he's 100 years old.
You guys remember why they call for more? It's all the way back. And he's still making it.
Why do you sound like Wande Cole is from way back?
He's not from way back.
Like 10 or like 12 years ago.
You know, interestingly, it's Wande Cole's sound that gave room to
the WizKids and
that gave room for us to be able to listen to the WizKids and Davido's.
It's like the Tupac giving room to the Ja Rules.
Exactly.
You know, or when they yab, what's his name? Sorry, what did he have? Olamide, and say that if
Da Green did not die.
But you see, that is completely not true. Da Green, I knew, and an awesome artist, but this guy,
Olamide,
come
is
on,
not the same as
Olamide really, you know, is great.
Yeah, he's proved his, you know, and you know,
he's proved his mettle over the years that he is who he is, and that is one of the reasons why a lot of people love him. And I get that, yes. Every year something new is going to come. Every year someone is going to bring up something new, and the idea of what it is to blow doesn't always have to stick to being controversial.
But then let me ask, if we look at the industry right now, are we saying that everyone who's blown has blown out of controversy?
Yeah, I was going to actually say that, except controversy is your you know, identity. Marketing like strategy. That's, you know, not even market, that's
who you are. Your brand.
Like, it's your brand, and you do it well, effortlessly. I think that's the only way that, but if it's doctored and put together,
it would be a turn off.
Yinka mentioned something that was very groundbreaking. He said, he said, for you to be successful, you need consistency. Like, you need to do something over and over and over again, the same quality or even better. So that means you're going to have to doctor that controversy every single time. How long can you keep up, my dears? I mean,
it's true. So that is actually very true.
See, if you don't have the blood of Victoria Kimani this one that changed her name.
Cynthia Morgan.
Cynthia Morgan. Thank you.
You guys took a long time to remember her.
So bad. That's how it works.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, if you don't have that type of energy, just don't go there. If you can't keep at it consistently.
Keep the energy going.
Yes, if you can't keep at it consistently.
But you see,
people who have reason.
I tell you again, why do we put pressure on people? Why do we tell them to not do it if they cannot keep up? Why do we tell people not to burn their hands? Why
because
do we tell people?
Those who also tell them that you need to stay consistent in something
I don't. You see, I don't subscribe to that.
Okay.
You know, as
okay.
Coming from as in as
canceled.
as a the first three definitions of Mali and not the last one. I don't agree. You know why? Each time, listen. Each time we look at an actor or actress, and we say, Genevieve is going to music. She should just stay there in her acting. You know, we keep saying these things all the time. But people brave the whatever happens and they go in and give it a shot. Now, if you say, if you know you can't, how will you know you cannot sustain it if you don't try it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, that is the basis of entrepreneurship. That is the basis of disruption. That is the basis of disruption. That is the basis of everything. You never can tell. Don't cage people. Don't stop people from, you know, trying it out. But you know what? The reason why you love these guys who do all kinds of silly things they do, right, is because they don't care about you. They don't care about you, and they go ahead and do themselves.
This drag.
That is true.
They don't care about you. They go out there and do what they want to do. But you see, because you are second-guessing yourself, you're doubting, you're afraid, you're shy. You're thinking, what would they say? What would he say? What if I fail? What will I look like? What if I did? Do you know how terrible some of these guys would have looked like if they failed? So what did you want to try that you never tried?
Like
because you're scared.
Oh.
I mean, people are going to drag these people around. People are going to drag them. And we drag them every day. You know, on social media, they drag people every day.
But I think Choker has actually subscribed to be dragged for
No, really. Like, Choker is holding the drag.
For me, Tokemakiwa is someone that needs to get a lot of respect from whoever wants to get anything done.
True.
She owned up to whatever it is she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's out there doing what she wants. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But the point is, recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
The more we hold ourselves back, the more we start feeling, oh, somebody is going to say something, you know. I mean, I say that because I'm also working on something. And I'm working on a book,
mm-hmm.
and I'm writing like the opening chapter on preface or whatever it is today. And the question there was, why did I decide to write? You know, and I mean, I'm going to show you guys. I want you to read it and let me know what it sounds like. I'm like, why do I have to explain to anybody why I want to write?
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that my inadequacy is some of the things I'm afraid of, mm-hmm. right? What would people, judgment of people, one of the things I'm afraid of. People are going to say, what has he achieved so that he's writing a book? Is what I'm afraid of. But does that nullify my experience?
No.
Does that nullify my journey? Does that nullify my dream? It is valid. You know, so those people you go to that entertain you, they take the risk to be silly for you. They take the risk to be the stupid people for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the amount of psychological thing that goes on?
I think that's why it's called entertainment. Really.
Yeah, to entertain you. Have you found out, they say that, have you seen why a lot of comedians, you know, probably get to hang themselves or are sad people?
Yeah,
a lot of them are very sad people. Very sad people, but
rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yeah, but you know, but they exchange your life. Yeah,
and that's Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger went through.
But they exchange their own well-being and everything for you to smile. And that's the thing with sanguines.
Yeah.
Half the sanguines you see every day, they're the party light, they're the this, but after a while, they retire to a corner. They're gone. No self-esteem, nothing. All broken.
True that. But also, is this you saying that because we're seeing the things that we can't be, we're seeing the things that we can't express in these people, and that's why, you know, we watch them?
Because they entertain you. There can be entertainers without spectators.
All right.
You need spectators, you know. So like they're in three levels. There are the gladiators, there is the spectators, and there are the empresarios or something.
Those are the top tiers, basically.
Not top tiers in sense. There are people who convey what you're watching.
Okay.
So a Don King signs this and that, WWF or whatever it is, they build the stage. Those people make the entertainment work. For instance, myself, you never find me on a stage. But I'll ensure that the channel runs, everybody's there, you know. But then once the thing is done, Anthony Joshua has to go and fight Wilder. Do you get it? Now, for Anthony Joshua to go and fight, because that guy has set that thing up. Now, if there are no spectators, there's no point, because there's no money. Do you understand how it works? So the point is that we're not saying we're all never going to get on the ring to fight, but we're going to play our part in different ways.
Okay.
We're either spectating and spending our money for something in exchange. Nobody forced you to come to watch a fight. There's a reason why you came. You want to be entertained, and you came to be entertained. But social media helps us now drag these people beyond, leave them with their crafts, don't get into their private lives. It gets to these guys. It gets to artists, it gets to performers, it gets to celebrities. It does get to them. They don't have a life.
I see. Okay. That was a...
an expose.
Yes, a true expose.
We're definitely buying the book. Put the link in the bio.
Please, link in bio. Ladies and gentlemen, you will find the link to this book in the bio.
Not yet.
That's not the book.
I know.
When
the book is ready, you will know. But okay, now, one more question from me. Now, Naira Marley sang something in his song, Am I Yahoo Boy? He said, you know, Mandela. Now, do you think there's any, and this is being, because I'm, we've answered this before, but I want to ask it now, having all this knowledge now. So you, to Rashine, to Ati, do you think there's any relation between Fela Mandela with Naira Marley in terms of the movement and the person himself, given what we now know?
Well, conventionally, I feel like it might be synonymous, but because Naira Marley isn't doing as much as these other people might have done when, you know, it was their time, maybe that's why there would be a big lag. But surface level, I don't think so. Far, far rich. I mean, Mandela was a movement, still is, I mean, even after he's gone. The other person that you mentioned as well,
Fela.
Major impact, even up until
now. Wow.
You don't know Fela. I didn't hear Fela, honestly. I mean, why would Fela. But then, look at
He is.
Exactly. So look at he is what?
He is a visual influence, an impact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, definitely agree.
Okay.
Fela, major impact. So these two people, Mandela and Fela, amazing people. With Naira Marley, I think, backtracking to what Bola said, step up. That's it.
Step up and
really define what the movement is about. Are we wearing socks or belts? Which is it? So that's it for me.
Yo, okay. Tom, what do you think?
I think in general, the Malian movement is very interesting to look at and to observe. But when it comes to relating it to influences of Fela in music or Nelson Mandela in politics, it just begs the question, how is this a movement that makes significant impact? I feel impact is something that is measurable and obvious to the eye and the mind and everybody in that place. So I just feel it's very important for us to understand what impact does Naira Marley actually bring to the table? And then we can actually answer what relationship he has to Naira Marley and Fela. But I feel in the sense of the dedication of fans and fellow followers to the movement, it's very, very significant. And mm-hmm. it can be related to Fela and Nelson Mandela, because I know a lot of like Naira Marley stans that stan him to death. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So it's an iffy kind of thing. What do you think, Ati?
Like his song said, one fashion maybe Fela and Mandela. Yeah. So I think at that part where he was just singing, maybe he's just trying to say, I'm not the scapegoat though. Wow. Don't think I'm the scapegoat.
Wow.
So like, because maybe because he was having issues with government, politics, yeah, and all of that. So I think he's trying to remove himself
from that,
from anything that has to do with government, because that's what most of his songs are about.
Mm.
Like you being rebellious against them doing
that's
this
a very
to
interesting
me.
Perspective,
actually. Yes, like you being rebellious against them doing this to me, looking at me as a girl boy doing this. So he's trying to tell you, I'm not here to fight for this. Like I'm not here to fight.
Carry your
cross. I am
carry
here to tell yourself. You that I am not a Yahoo boy. I am not
still a baby boy.
I am not. I think he just said I'm not boy, up to no Mandela or Fela, but I'm here to just tell you this. So I think until he defines
mm-hmm.
Malian movement, it is something that we just need to
we
watch
just
it.
Need to calm down on. Because yeah. I mean, okay. Mandela and Fela define.
Because I will still stand and say stand that for. He is still in a state of confusion about what this Malian thing is about, even though he has owned up to be the president so that they will not say he has not done it. So until he talks about it, then.
But if he's owned up to be the president, then he's, you know, very
he's very much
you know, he should define it, please. He should define it.
So I think it's more like a presidency without any definition of what exactly he's mm-hmm. what exactly he can do or what he's supposed
to
do.
He's like, I think it's just like be rebellious the way you want to be. Wow. Do anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
So free reign to be.
Yeah, the guy got a gig just a few days ago and he made some money to his account.
No, of course.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Aware. I mean, but and they've still not, you know, arrested him for flouting the law. But
yeah.
So that's also a movement.
He flouted the law.
I mean,
well, he did actually.
Yeah.
The law on the stage, not close to anybody.
Mm, but
well, I mean, but
illegal traveling.
Cross-country
traveling is not allowed by
but
the law
did he control
until
the crowd.
Until borders
exactly.
Are open.
Did he control the crowd?
No, it's not allowed.
So why was
by plane.
Jet? Why was
by
private plane. Jet
it's not allowed.
Okay, so I mean,
people are moving around. There's essential movement, and the private jet did take him.
Yes,
right?
They did.
Now he did not bring the crowd.
No, they
right?
came on their own. I said
he,
the crowd came
not,
on their
he's
own.
He's not one of the organizers.
Yeah,
he did not, because in all of this conversation, nobody is talking about the people who organized the event in the first place.
That is true.
Right? He didn't. And when I even went back to look at how the vision for the event, it was meant to be a party that would happen in the car.
Okay.
I had personal reservations on that. They were going to be serving alcohol and all of that to people who are supposed to be there
driving
to drink. Then they will drive back home.
Ah.
So let's say, how do you give alcohol to people who are meant to sit in the car and you don't expect them at some point to let their guards out and dance off at least small alcohol from their bodies? So he didn't. I don't think he had the bulk of the fault in this. Right?
Okay.
He's just carrying it because he's the most known
of the people,
right?
Who sort of.
I don't
this.
Even understand why the government shut down the place where the event. Nobody has said anything about
the organizers
together. So I was going to say the whole Ofeshemi Bifela, Ofeshemi Bimandela. They've already done that to him, and quite frankly, in a very short.
Know.
In a very short space of time. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, the Malian movement was birthed by the government.
Mm.
In my own opinion,
true.
The moment they carried him and it became a court case and it became this, that's when the whole Malian movement
became
major. So, speaking of that, maybe what I would say to him if he was seeking advice, which is not what I'll still say it anyway. I'll still say it anyways. Maybe you should look at himself very well. Maybe fate or the universe is saying something to him, and I'll still stand by. He needs to step up.
Okay.
To that, right. So it's probably still unfair to compare him to
Mandela and Fela, who are both late, by the way, which solidifies their legendary. Right?
Yes.
But the amount of time that they've had to express their
themselves,
their essence, and to impact the world, and I mean generations to come, it's nothing to compare to. When did Naira Marley come out?
That is true.
When, like, did we even start differentiating his own Mali from the real Malis? You know, so it's still a short time, but as much as, okay, maybe he didn't choose this life, I mean, he already has that following and people are looking up to him. There was a day I was having a conversation with someone that, who remembers the time when I think it was during Occupy Nigeria, and when Two-Face came out and said people should come out, then Two-Face himself backed down.
I remember that. I remember that time, yes. Everybody was blasting Two-Face on Twitter.
If that was Malians do you get what I mean? As in, he just needs to possibly own it. Now, hopefully he doesn't end up like the Fellas or the Mandelas
Bob Marley's or Martin Luther King's.
But even if he did, he needs to make something lasting out of it. You said, we don't know what we have a capacity for till we give it a try. So maybe he should try. Maybe he should try stepping up and own. Yeah.
Is to make music together with the following and entertain people, and that he's doing.
Same with Fela.
You need to go back to the history of how this thing started with Fela. Fela was not always an activist.
Right.
Fela was a jazz enthusiast and a trumpeter.
Jazz went into high life and
so on. Which is the same with Naira Marley
now. My question is this. I'm just saying that, put yourself in the shoes of Naira Marley. What you're asking is a lot. This is not like saying Naira Marley, come
on. What am I asking exactly?
You're asking him to step up and some way coordinate that influence he has, you know, to achieve some type of cause or something.
No, I'm not asking him to coordinate. What I'm saying here is, see, there's a way he's using that influence right now.
Okay.
So he has chosen a path to push it. I'm just saying, if it's about, if it's possible for him to word or move it in a way that is a bit more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
What if he doesn't even have that depth in the first place?
Wow.
What if that's not his?
Or maybe that's then even what he's trying to do then, with all the quotes he's copying and pasting. I mean, it's a start.
Snap. Wow.
It's a start.
I mean, but then again, I mean, he's now said that he doesn't want to be Fela or Mandela.
Yeah, I mean, he
so
did
let's just like
mention
leave him
that
alone and not expect anything. I mean, he might not have that capacity genuinely. So,
but he sings the truth. He say, just like Fela, he sings the truth. He sings the pain of people.
I mean, he sings the things that most people on the streets are going to relate to. A lot of people who actually spread word of music are people on the streets in this situation.
So what I'm saying to you guys is, you're looking for a Messiah, Abby.
No,
we have the Messiah already.
We already have Messiah. He came, he died, he went, he resurrected, and went back up. So we're fine.
So let's track it back to Tubaba back in the day when he said there was going to be a protest and he backed down. Why do you think he backed down?
So there was a rumor going around that the people who he was supposed to protest against paid him.
Hey, on this podcast.
That's it. Hence, like I said, a rumor. Now, I am not at any point in this saying that is true.
All right.
That's why I say there's a rumor, allegedly.
Reports it.
Yes. Now, it's probably false. No one actually knows the exact reason. Only he does. But when people were blasting him, he did come and say, sorry. He apologized for not being there, but he did not give a reason why he wasn't there. That one,
so
I know.
Perhaps if he wasn't paid, what other reason do you think made him back up?
He cared for his life.
His life
and the responsibility.
It's a lamb to slaughter.
No.
But okay.
Nobody's looking for a lamb.
That's what you're asking.
Okay, no, so that's essentially what, it seems what like. For a leader, to conclude right? here is the fact that nobody is obligated
to sacrificing their lives
really,
for
I think that's
us. The thing is, one of the things I can say is this. Yeah, Naira Marley has constantly, in a lot of his songs, shown that he's not trying to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
He's just being himself. That yeah. one is a that is a given in all so his
that's
songs.
That's what we need to understand.
From the first one of Ashoko Toi till...
what is that the name of his song?
Yeah, actually. Oh so when I first heard the song, I was just laughing. But yeah, from the first song till this, till all of them, they've all been... Exactly. All of them, it's just been him flexing. Let me put it that way. He's flexing in his songs. He's not trying to be a Mandela or a fella. He's just flexing and living his life. Mm. That is Naira Marley. So it's just the people following him want to give him something that he's not
they
really...
They want to sell a narrative to
exactly. They want to sell him a narrative he's not looking at. He's not looking to give. That's what it. That is what it is, to
I
be
think
honest.
We should have this conversation maybe a couple of years later.
Right now, there's with all the protests that's been going on, I mean, Tone, I, and Laju were looking into a statement that someone made about J. Cole not being part of the protest.
Yes.
And also when they called out Kanye West for not... So,
tweeting about
is it that when you have a platform, it is essential that you... I mean, I might not have the capacity to talk about these things.
I mean, I even believe in it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, that's another thing. So... I think we really need to chill.
J. Cole did come out about the whole Black Lives Matter
social
thing.
Social responsibility, anyway.
Right. Yeah, no, there is that.
That is a demand for an organization.
But when does that come into play?
So that's the thing. I'm getting there.
All right.
A platform or an influential figure.
All right.
You know, because at the end of the day, when you have the ear of the people. There's a whatever that comes with that, you know.
A responsibility.
So, yeah, but then you see that responsibility also should be let alone for the person to decide to take up that responsibility. You know, to take up that responsibility. And that's why I mentioned to you that when Tubaba did not take that responsibility, what other things do you think might be going through his mind? What you're asking for is a ram to slaughter. What you're asking for is somebody to go and fight for you. Why don't you get on the streets yourself? If you're really sure, as at that time, if you're sure that the government is bad, you want to work against it, why don't you get a placard and stand there first? Call your neighbors and get them out there. So just like I said, some of these entertainers have given their lives to entertain you. They have taken up being stupid. They have taken up being controversial. They have taken up being all kinds of things so that they can bring entertainment to you. And in return, they get your money. That's all they owe you. That's
you know,
all they owe you.
You know that. It's just how we talk about different industries or different paths.
Yeah.
And it comes with different responsibilities. So the fact that there will always be these expectations or demands on people with a platform. It's like me talking to Yinka right now, and it's just a tete-a-tete between us, right? Or when I'm speaking, when I want to reach a larger audience, I need to use a microphone, right, to get to a larger audience.
Yeah.
So because they have that platform and they have the ears, they have ready ears of lots of people, it's usually expected that they make a stand because... they make the messaging a lot easier. So if we say XYZ is going on, because what I hear Yinka saying is that we need to reduce how much expectation we expect from these people, right? What I'm saying is it's never going to be that. Mm. If it's not us, other people will place those expectations. So if you are going to be an entertainer, you know certain things come with that territory. And there are certain things that are expected of you. It's like also an organization. You're expected to do certain things.
So also when that influencer or that celebrity refuses to do that, you don't have to put it around his neck. It doesn't make him any less successful.
Okay.
And the difference between Naira Marley and Mandela and everything, according to what when the other question is, that they are dead.
Yes.
And he's alive.
That is true.
You don't know what he's going to metamorphose into.
As time goes.
That's why I said maybe we should have this conversation. Yeah,
you don't know what he's going to become. You don't know, you know.
That is true.
And if you look at the old Martin Luther King and all of them, they also have a past. And we see what happened to them when they took up this mantle.
Yeah. They became targets.
Mandela went to prison for 27 years. Are you ready to go to prison for 27 years?
Nigerians will forget you.
No, for real. Are you ready to go to prison for that long?
Nobody
it
is.
It reminds me of Showore. After everything busted, people just forgot about
it. I tell you,
I did not realize he was released already. I just went, oh, I'm ready to this guy. Oh my God.
So people are not even going to go out there to fight for you. So I'm just saying that, you guys, listen to what you're saying when you're asking somebody else's son
to go and meet a ram to slaughter. To do.
Listen to somebody else. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to leadership. There's a lot to leading people. There's a lot to opinion leadership. There's a lot to so many things. Richard Kiyosaki wrote us a nice book about Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm.
He did files for the bankruptcy. People are trolling him. He wrote us a book that has helped a lot of us put our perspectives right in life. Right?
But yeah.
He goes bankrupt.
And we troll him.
And we troll him. Does that mean his book is wrong?
No.
No. Even in his book, he says that life happens. You know, so what are we, you know, so we need to chill. We need to chill for, you know, but yeah, I mean.
It is what it is.
Yes, it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, now, I'm going to ask this question, and I asked this in the beginning. I'm going to ask again. And I want to ask now to Bola, who has, as you say, you wanted to learn. So now I want to ask, Bola, do you believe that you are a Malian? In any form?
Or in any level possible?
Let's start there. Okay.
I'm not ill-mannered.
Okay.
Yes, I do enjoy his music. I can relate to some of his truths.
Okay.
Like Ashoko to you.
It could have been any other one.
Like why that one? Why?
And yes, I'm looking forward to a time when.
We're still not living that narrative. I stand.
Bola Rashid are not living that side.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But that's I hope it. That you guys too will
step
at
up.
Some point find your strengths.
And step up.
I mean, you're in the generator.
In your spaces, you step up.
Exactly. So, Bola, you.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Yinka, so
you maybe get, I didn't answer if I'm a Malian.
Yes.
I'm not ill.
Is that your answer?
That's your answer.
Okay.
Yinka already says he's 3/4 of a Malian.
Yeah, I never said that.
He never said that.
I didn't say anything.
He hasn't said
it. You see, for a fact, first of all, I like the rhythm of his music. First, all right. But I must accept and admit that I feel dumb anytime I listen to his music.
Just for like an iota of, you know,
yes,
wow. Has left.
Yes, I feel like I lost a couple of cells.
Wow.
You know, like, this, I'm just...
No, in fact, this is unfair because this is what an entire industry does to us. And you just put it on.
I feel like if they're going to bond with anybody from this podcast, it's
Yinka.
But you see, the thing is that we're talking about Naira Marley today. So when you have another person on the table there, we can talk.
Wow. Right. Wow.
So I do
see,
not,
you guys are a dangerous person.
You guys are a politician.
Don't say that about Marley.
You guys are a politician.
Yinka just comes and...
So I think you need to understand that there's a difference between the I don't know who inspired the dictionary meaning of Malians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would have expected that Malians is from
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I would have expected. And if I don't know which came first, is it Malian in the dictionary?
It was Malian.
And Naira Marley.
Malian came.
So Naira Marley, Naira Marley took up that.
Yes.
And that created Malians along with that. Okay, so, I mean, that's fine. I mean, so there are two different things. So if being a Malian, being the disruptor, or being a renegade or something is what being Malian is. And you see, that I am mannerless might also be subjective. You know, it's because I do not behave in the way you want me to behave.
Right.
And that makes me mannerless.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's your cup of
tea.
Do you get? So, in that sense, yes, I could say, yeah, I'm a Malian. Like, I mean, in that sense. But, I mean, I would not wish to be recognized.
As a Malian.
Or be referred to or addressed
as a Malian.
It's not really a choice of what I, you know, as what I I would want to. And I know a lot of you also are really looking at that definition with respect to the Naira Mali. So let's be sure which it is before we make the jump.
I think Naira Mali actually embodies that dictionary definition.
So does it mean that could you be a Malian and you don't like Naira Mali's music?
That's actually a twist that I haven't thought about.
Let's hold on. If you'd say that, that means that could be you too. I mean, you're not a Malian. You're a Malian, but you don't like his music, right? Or you're a Malian.
I mean, Malian is the only word in the dictionary.
Yeah, so
I don't need to know Naira Mali exists for somebody to define you as Malian.
But for the purpose of this conversation, this Malian was hinged on Naira Mali.
Naira Mali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess the question here is we're asking for Malians who are followers of the president, Naira Mali.
So which I'm not a follower of
the president
of Naira Mali. But I do enjoy his music.
Okay.
And I can relate to some truths. His stories.
Okay. What about you, Tom?
You heard it here first. I am not a Malian.
PSA.
Are you saying that for your parents?
No, I'm saying it for me.
Tell us the one for you, please.
I am not a Malian. A-M-I.
Am I?
But don't you forget, you said it on the Banter Show first, that you're not a Malian.
Uh-huh.
So this is the second
time. Thank you for, the record rushing in.
Well, Laju looks like a Malian. Sorry.
So, I look like one, but I am not one, okay?
So are we all denying Naira Mali?
First things first, right? I will not deny that I like
guys,
his music.
If Naira Mali walked in, all of you will be starstruck.
Like, not really.
No, I won't.
I will be starstruck.
No, honestly, it'll be nice to see him, but I'm not going to be starstruck. I mean, yes, I see him as any other person. You know, someone who's actually doing his job, going to work. Basically, his work is to entertain people, make sure they enjoy.
He's a great guy. The great guy.
We stand.
His greatness embodied.
And we're going to talk about that.
We will talk. That's a conversation for a different day.
No, but it's what it is. I don't know why you're not listening to what I'm saying now, or separating it from what it is.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not separating.
He's a great guy. You guys should emulate him.
Speak. Do as you do, sir.
So this is it.
Emulate him at your own risk.
You guys should emulate him. By on the bigger picture, be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm not saying go and start moving.
Oh yeah, I get it now.
What is it that you're known for? What is it that you can do? What is it that people will throw you for? But then you don't care about it. You don't care about what they say, and you will go ahead. What is it that you believe that this thing is of value, but people do not believe that it is of value? What is it that makes you not a bandwagon person? That's the point. So emulate the spirit of
Naira Mali. But on that, I know another rebel gang. It's Tame's Rebel Gang, and I am a rebel because I think Tame's
because she's
also
a lady.
Yes, I am a rebel. Not because she's
a
lady.
Feminist thing up here.
Not because she's a lady, but like I understand what Tame's actually meant when she was singing Mr. Rebel, and I've listened to her explain what being a rebel means.
She
was talking
a movement
about
yet.
Yes,
she's a subtle movement.
Like Naira Mali.
No, not like that.
Maybe we should wait till she gets there before we.
Oh, no, she's actually a movement. She's like legend.
She's more alternative.
What does she stand for?
She stands for.
You need not to disrespect Naira Mali by.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Tame is a better artist than Naira Mali. I know.
She went there. Okay, so I just want to say, Joe, we're all trying to keep this thing on and now you've just scattered everything.
Yes, wow. I just did. And I feel like her definition of being a rebel is essentially not conforming and being the best at what you are. And I think,
unfortunately,
you've not heard about Tame's.
I've heard about Tame's. I love her music, but I've not seen that movement.
I've never heard of rape. So why are you asking Tem to go and sacrifice herself?
To stop?
Nobody is actually being forefront about like talking about rape here.
Yes, everybody is talking about rape now.
No, but she's talking about
very
it.
Even you spoke about rape this morning.
Oh,
everybody's talking about rape.
You guys just don't want to listen. Can anybody tell me if Naira Mali has said anything about it?
No,
he's not said anything.
Step up.
Okay, he's not his platform generator to talk about any of these things that we always talk about, right? And I think that's why we should really leave him alone. If he's not talking about
it,
he's not invested.
Yeah,
he's
but
not
nobody
interested.
Has asked him, but
yeah.
But we're just saying it from a point of because the guy is here now trying to rubbish them. I don't know.
We love Tim.
Yeah. We
Tim.
Love you, Tim.
I've seen her music.
Nobody
She's
has
been
asked,
here.
Nobody asked Naira Marley to hang himself.
And
no, nobody asked him to hang himself.
No, that's what you're asking me to do.
Wow.
Just by talking.
Wow. Hello.
Okay, and
okay, so my do you think that it's possible? Okay, the band talked about it, and now.
Now he's worth. Maybe. Oh,
that's not
what he believes. I see.
I don't know. But do you think
if only the band had just kept quiet, all of this would be out. Many cases like that. If they didn't post, say no to rape.
So you're asking these people to step up.
To see, what?
See,
he's
not
dead.
I'm not a rape sympathizer.
That's an angle.
Or what's the word again? I'm not a rape
apologist.
Yeah, but you see. The band's job is to play music. Right? He had just one job. He didn't have to be He didn't have to be a crusader or anything. You get, if he had, I don't know if he actually raped that girl, he owes the girl the apology. He owes womanhood and even the men. He owes us, you know,
because
apology.
He's spoiling men's.
Yeah, you get what I mean. But you see, the guy now, you know, he got misled by you guys. And he went out there and lended his voice.
And look what happened.
Yes.
Jesus!
And
he says, at this point, I said no words.
You know, is it sins or likelihood of, you know, it's sin. Cut
up
with him. So you want somebody to come and say...
Maybe he has done it in the past.
Well, you're the one that said that too. You're the one that said that. You're the one that
maybe
said that. And you see, so it's either the band recovers from this, or like I said, I'm not an apologist. If somebody raped somebody, pick them up.
Right.
Let it be. I mean, and if it is true, on both sides, though, if it is true, you know. So I mean, let's not be, you know. But then let's. If Naira Marley comes out, so you want him to come out now and say, no against rape, and I don't know. According to Atia said. Maybe there's one girl is thinking, did they rape or not? Did he, was this the consensual? Or it was a Malian? Because as a Malian, you have to be mannerless, right?
I think a lot of artists get into something sometimes and they can't even remember because
you know
high.
Exactly. So, yeah.
But do you know that while in stepping up, it doesn't mean you have to step up to everything. Because you actually cannot lend your voice.
Yeah,
everything.
Because no. You guys are just turning.
She's
catching this thing.
See, drag.
I don't believe. It's just how I would easily say. I don't understand this feminist movement, right? So it's hard for me to come out and say, oh no, feminist. See, I don't believe. Another thing, I actually don't believe in equality, right? Now. If I have a platform, you now say, oh, because everybody is shouting equality, why is Bola not lending her voice? I don't believe in it. But there are certain things that I believe in. When it comes to humanity talk, you find me there. I will talk, right? So it's just how brands behave. You see this particular brand, they'll say, oh, they speak to food, fashion, and sports.
Lifestyle.
Then you see another one that will say education, this, that. They will not put mouth when food is talking. Mm-hmm. The one who is education or something. So, whatever you stand for, let's just know what it is that you stand for. Mm-hmm. And stand with your chest. The one that you know you cannot stand with your chest. Lay low, lay quiet, and don't give bandits.
I think for me,
this drag age is too much.
My final words on this would be everyone should make efforts. Please, like, make effort to know yourself or know what you stand for. Mm-hmm. So that when,
speaker.
so that when a movement comes up, you're not just, you know, following the crowd. For me, the reason why I'm not a Malian was because I like the movement. Oh, they're rebellious, they're doing this. But there are some things I didn't really like. And I said, okay, when I started hearing mannerless, and I'm like, no. Because the mannerless, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, the mannerless can be... mannerless can be in different ways. Depends on how you define it.
Can be detrimental.
Yeah, exactly. You. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to follow this. Knowing fully well that...
I'm trying to say you're not mannerless at all.
Wow. Not like, yeah. I'm not mannerless.
Hey, God.
Out yourself.
Okay, well, I know what we're doing next week. You guys are on the podcast next week.
Sorry. It's not like...
Gladly.
It's not like...
You guys can have your
one
show.
One house, please. It's not like...
Oh, shit, teacher.
We are not all mannerless in different ways. My point is the context of mannerless that they are actually pushing. And I'm not buying it. I'm naturally not someone that likes to do what everybody says. I've always been... if something wrong goes... Something goes wrong in the house, something is just... It is me. It's me that must have done that something.
Wow.
So okay. I've always been a rebellious person, like, from a small age. So if you tell me go this way, I say, ah, no, but if I go this way, it's going to be... I've always been like that. But okay. If I'm going to follow a movement, I need to understand what that movement stands for. All so right. I am not a Malian because of what it stands for.
Yeah.
But I am rebellious. Thank you very much.
All right.
Rebel gang.
Oh, we shit. Love that. Rebel gang, that was, not a Malian.
We love that. That was really amazing.
But all I right. like Naira Malian.
Just so you
know. Rash.
Well, I mean, I'm not a Malian at all, honestly. I mean... No,
you're not a Malian.
Sure.
I'm not a Malian, really. And I don't like the song, so I'm very different from you guys.
Wow, so you're, but you're a rebel gang.
Very different.
So don't you're like rebel gang.
Don't like the person, don't like the
so let's not Malian. Start comparing.
Also, I'm just asking.
Also.
No, I'm asking him.
Also, I love the idea of Naira Marley. I just don't like
sorry, it. Sorry, Rashida, do you own a belt?
Yeah, I do own a belt. I do own a belt.
Just checking.
Okay, you know what? I will interview Naira Marley any day, but like, yeah, let's just...
Yeah, no, but you're not a Malian.
Yeah, I'm not a Malian, definitely.
All right, no problem. Well,
and also, you can like Naira Marley and not be a Malian. It's not compulsory to join the gang.
No, that one is a given. I like...
But you guys are very different.
I like the... Look, I like the vibe of the songs. They're very danceable.
I wish there was a Malian on this. I don't know how all of you are just sleeping and facing the same thing. We needed a Malian on this podcast.
No, honestly, we actually needed a Malian. And I thought that Malian honestly would have been a Malian.
Why am I the one being looked at as the Malian?
I mean,
I have a belt. I have a degree. So what are you saying? I have manners. Yes, I'm not afraid of certain things. That's a given. But still, I don't fit into the ideal definition of what a Malian is.
Okay.
So there's no how I can be a Malian. The only way you can say I'm a Malian is maybe because of the way I look. Fine, my hair. Fine, based off of my hair. I like
my
hair.
Off your look, you look like a Malian.
Don't just you the hair. Stop that.
No,
just the hair.
But like you know, profiling, like when you see certain people, you just think, oh, this person is Malian.
Am I a Yahoo?
Do you remember when you were talking about profiling and everything?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I mean, that's it. Like, anything. Okay, so the day I legit called the office so that I could be. And they looked at me and they were like, are you a Malian?
I cannot help you.
I mean, they even know what sort of people Malians are. So you have
to
be really careful.
I think we should invite Malian for part two of this.
Let's listen to them. Let's listen to their takes on this.
And hopefully one of you would have converted.
But you said
you're a Malian already.
So Bola, you're already converted. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Pop Sessions. I'm going to ask everyone to reintroduce themselves before we go.
Alright.
Shall we start from the lovely Ati?
It's Ati Omo Jerry, Ati J, and I'm still disclaiming.
We want to see Jerry though.
Who is this Jerry?
It's all over the comeback.
Jerry is a Malian. That would be such an interesting
thing. So...
Oh, hi guys. Quick disclaimer, gentle reminder, I am not a Malian and my name is Tom Banjo.
You go.
Okay, hi, this is Yinka and it's been a good conversation today. Thank you.
Bola.
I don't understand how people are just disclaiming this. As if Malian is a...
Bola.
Is it a Malian?
No. I think what we need to establish now is the fact that Bola is a Malian.
The first thing people say is just a disclaimer. Is it leprosy? Come on. It was nice chatting.
That's what Imania would chat for. All right, definitely not Imania. It's rushing there from accounting. That's you. Raju, you're still in your head.
I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry. It's just so hard.
He's a Malian apologist.
That's a new one.
Wow, Malian apologist. Rah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is Braids. And I am not with anybody here.
Are you keeping the name?
Oh, I'm always Braids on the podcast, lovely. Everybody knows
how
that.
How come? No, not yes, everybody. Not everybody you just embrace the
what
name.
What kind of branding is that? Well, branding that nobody knew.
I know about
it.
No, don't worry. Continue. We'll tell Laju to step up.
I thought you said Braids. You're like when I heard, yeah, what's the name of the gang?
Rebel Gang. Rebel Gang.
Rebel Gang. The Rebel Gang.
Mr. Rebel. Yes,
right. Rebel
Mr.
Gang.
Rebel. Mr. Rebel.
Thames Gang.
Rebel Gang.
Rebel.
Check it out.
Bye.
Twitter.
All right, y'all.
Bye, guys.
So, hope you guys had a lovely. Hope you try and enjoyed this because I've been laughing with everybody here.
I'm busy. You're going to be a Malian. Do with your chest.
I mean, I'm not a Malian, but I do enjoy some of the things that Mali does, and I am forever going to say I like his music. There's right, no two ways about it.
I don't understand.
Bye.
Well, you guys. Hope you guys have a lovely day. Thank you. I hope you guys have a lovely day.
Don't forget to be rebel.